Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Jesse Berger. He's the author of Magic Internet Money, a book about Bitcoin. Jesse, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Whenever people ask me, what is my goal in life? What's my mission? What's my vision? I wrote a book about 5 years ago called Big Game Hunting, Networking with Billionaires, Executive Celebrities, where I help my clients understand how to build a network, not just to build their net worth, but really to have a better life and to help other people. And in my book, in 8 words, I share why I wrote the book or why I'm even living by Maya Angelou. She once said, when you learn, teach, when you get, give. So simple in 8 words. And when I asked you the same question, Jesse, in one sentence, how can you describe your book? And you said,
I said, quote, fix the money, fix the world. And I put that in quotes because I can't take credit for that that phrase. That would belong to Marty Bent, who writes a fantastic newsletter about Bitcoin.
Well, so this is only a 10-minute podcast, so I want to really focus on you and what you mean by fixing the world in your context, right? So you seem like an idealistic, ambitious man. So in your world, in your version of that, how do you want to fix the world according to you? And why do you think this Bitcoin is relevant for that?
For sure. So the way that I understand money, it is the driver of all socioeconomic interactions, right? It is the basis for all commerce. It's the way that we trade goods and services. It's the way that we trade ideas. It's a language of value. And there, one of the common, I think, misconceptions of money is that money can have different qualitative properties. We've generally been brought up in an environment where money was in the background. It was just sort of assumed and taken for granted. Bitcoin, its emergence has upended a lot of what we thought we knew about money. It has stoked sort of the fires of discourse again around money because it offers something very, very different from what we've become accustomed to. And coming back to that driver of socioeconomic interaction, when you think of money as like the literal soil in which the tree of society grows, from there you can contemplate the massive significance of money's qualitative properties and how it directly affects our social outcomes.
Yeah, so we're going to keep it super simple and basic, okay?
Yeah.
it's a 10-minute format. Again, you're like a philosopher, but so our whole world, our GDP, gross domestic product, gross national product, it's all based on, okay, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to spend this. So it's trillions of dollars, millions of dollars, billions of dollars. But with Bitcoin, even to this day, I kind of understand it, and then people start getting into the blockchain, all good stuff. But to keep it super simple that a fifth grader can understand, just explain what Bitcoin is and blockchain. Again, I want to, because you're a very bright guy, I never want to assume anyone knows what you're talking about. That's why I say speak to a fifth grader and explain it that way, ideally using analogies to make it super simple.
Yep. Yeah, so Bitcoin is...
Well, first of all, before you say Bitcoin, because again, when you say world problems, tell us why you think money is not good or not effective, because again, you're raising massive issues, right? So
sure.
I know why bankers and US or actually governments don't want Bitcoin, because if they already have an established system with banks and the Federal Reserve System, and you have money that the US dollar is considered like the main currency. So I understand why bankers and business owners and everyone, frankly, in the conventional traditional system don't want that. So that's a problem because they own, control everything, right? So you kind of tell me, like, just again, pretend I'm a fifth grader.
Yeah, well, that what you've just sort of said, that in and of itself is the problem, right? Money is very politicized. It's a tool that is held by a very select few people. When money is meant to be for everyone, it
is
should
it?
Not. Why wouldn't it be?
I know. I'm asking you. You tell
I
me.
I know, and I'm going to push back on you and say why wouldn't it be, right? We all have equal rights. Supposedly anyway, we are all meant to use, you know, we want to work hard, earn money, save our wealth, preserve our wealth for ourselves, for our future, for our children and grandchildren. But if you are working for something that is constantly being devalued and is distorting, you know, the value of goods and services in the world, you're going to make a lot of mistakes, right? The distortions caused by a central bank deciding, oh, you know what, this month we need to add $1 trillion to the money supply. Well, that's going to push around prices in ways that maybe the natural events or occurrences of things wouldn't do. And so if money was instead a tool for accurately measuring value rather than a tool for pushing markets the way that a small group of people decide markets should be pushed, we would see very different outcomes in the world.
Yeah. So I want to always have more of a like actionable advice, right? So like in case, because again, you're a philosopher, it seems like, and I would love to talk to you way more than 10 minutes, but I know you have great value and I want to share that with our listeners. So when you say it's a magic internet money, what does that mean for you?
So the magic internet money, that's sort of a fun title. It also draws from the original Bitcoin subreddit, which had this image of a wizard and, you know, called Bitcoin magic internet money. The thing about Bitcoin is there's nothing magical about it. It's math, it's cryptography, it's sociology, it's game theory, it's economics. It's a lot of things. it's a lot of things. There's no easy way to put this, right? Like I wish I could. I've tried very hard in my book to simplify it, but it's a very sound incentive mechanism backed by an extremely robust and tamper resistant network.
Well, for now, given that a lot of people know about stocks and real estate, again, keeping it simple, they have their salaries, they have their 401k, right? So from my understanding, because again, I'm not very mindful of Bitcoin, but I know that in the past, it was super hard to buy. Is it now a lot easier? Because even in the past, you got to buy a wallet. And, I consider myself a somewhat intelligent person, not like the most intelligent, but I'm like, all right, I'm confused. I don't hear about it. I hear all these people just hyping it up like crazy. And I know that it's like the internet 20 years ago or anything that starts new, people are afraid, they're scared. But if an average person in America around the world wants to learn about it, obviously I encourage them to read your book, but can someone just go online as simple as starting up an online bank account and buy Bitcoin now? Is that possible now in terms of like investing in it?
It's become much easier in recent years than it has in the past, right? And I think its value in a sense reflects that and to a certain degree, obviously. But you know, in the early days when Bitcoin was very cheap, there were also very few resources for understanding Bitcoin and then very few resources for, you know, learning how to hold it and control it and manage it. Whereas today we have a lot more information out there and it has been, you know, de-risked, right? We've seen hedge fund legends.
Is there
like
a specific website, let's say someone could go to today and say, okay, or actually even like a video or YouTube, because again, I want them to really learn about it, but starting simply. Yeah, Christopher, go to this website, or Christopher, read this person, or Christopher, go to this website, you can actually buy it. Is that simple right now?
Well, so there's the thing about Bitcoin. It's not like, you know, a company like Coca-Cola, right? If you want to learn about Coca-Cola, you go to Coca-Cola.com. Bitcoin, because it is a network of individuals, there is no one central focal point for Bitcoin. So you have to...
Well, for you.
Yeah, For me, if you want, you could go to, there's a advocacy group in the US called Coin Center. So you could go to coincenter.org. There's a Bitcoin research page called Bitcoin Only. So bitcoin-only.com. Those are probably two good starting points for the average person.
Perfect. And now can someone actually, again, like if I have $10,000 right now, can I actually, how hard or simple or easy it is for me to spend or invest $10,000 into Bitcoin right now? Like where would I go to?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're based, it depends where you're based, what country you're in, but in a country like the US, Kraken, K-R-A-K-E-N is probably the best place to go and buy Bitcoin right now. In Canada, we have ShakePay, among others. So, I mean, it depends how much you're looking to put in. And the more you put in, you know, the more research you should do. You should really understand Bitcoin before buying it. If you're buying it for speculation, you might miss the boat on what it can do and what it can achieve.
And I'm curious, my last question, Jesse, is I always love the aha moments where when Jeff Bezos was interviewed in 1996, he talked about how in 1994, he saw that the web usage growth was 2,300% growth during that year. So in your case, what was that aha moment for you relative to Bitcoin?
Well, so for me, I don't know if there was one moment specifically because I learned about sound money and why sound money is important back in 2007. So before Bitcoin had even come into existence, I was starting to go down the money rabbit hole, asking myself the question, what is money? Bitcoin basically crystallized, you know, money by basically being a very ideal example of what money can and should be. And it's something that, frankly, the world had never known, and we couldn't have even thought about it before because the technologies and the properties were just unimaginable before it came into existence.
Yeah. Now that's awesome. Again, just, I hope our listeners really do buy your book, read your book, and go to those websites. And the reason why I asked that is this, Jesse, because a lot of people don't always have the highest standards or even don't even read a lot. So the reason why I kept probing deeper is because I know that since you're a very learned man, a philosophical man, but also a man that thinks a lot, therefore that conveys that you have this understanding that I'm going to do my research. So that means that if you have done your research, that means that websites that you've referred to, I know our listeners will be able to learn from. So Jesse, thank you so much for being on our podcast today. How can our guests connect with you and buy your book?
Absolutely. So they can connect with me on Twitter at jayberjay, J-A-Y-B-E-R-J-A-Y. You can visit www.magicbitcoinbook.com to buy my book. It's also available on Amazon and on basically every e-reader platform. And just if I can, a quick one minute word about the book. I've purposely broken my book up into single page arguments. So every argument and idea is one page long so that readers can very easily take out little bite-sized pieces of it and build their understanding sort of brick by brick so that by the time they're done reading it, you can stand back and have this very, you know, you can have a better understanding of Bitcoin as a whole. And then also if you want to go back and find an argument or an idea, it's very easy to go back in because everything is perfectly indexed and there's, you know, a title for every single page.
That's awesome. Jesse, thank you so much for being on our podcast. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.